So most of the EU countries have now agreed to closer economic ties. The UK, of course, is the notable exception. But is this most recent deal enough? The euro fell this morning on concerns that the debt crisis will not be solved by this deal, and Moody's Investor Service says it may downgrade the ratings of some EU countries. Joining us now, Peter Spiegel, Brussels Bureau Chief for the Financial Times. He's in the HQ of the European Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's get the most important details of this deal first. What's in this bill? What's in this agreement?
Well, that's probably why the euro is falling today, because there actually aren't much details to this deal. There's a general agreement to start a separate treaty from the normal EU treaties, as you said, just at 26, not including the UK. And because of that, there's a lot of concern that this thing will be, it's rather amorphous. You know, if you were to revise existing EU treaties, which could only be done if all 27 countries agree, people feel it would have a lot of teeth, we would know the substance, but by setting up this sort of separate treaty that they're trying, it becomes a much vaguer thing. They're going to try to put into law some of these budget limits, you know, a 3% deficit limit, a 60% to debt to GDP debt level. But how that is going to be enforced outside sort of these big bureaucracies in Brussels remains to be seen. And they're going to have a whole lot of legal problems trying to implement it. And it's led to even more uncertainty, frankly, than even going into the summit. So I think that's why you see the markets react very badly today.
Why is this a $1 trillion firewall not reassuring the investors then?
Well, because it's not a trillion euros. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, this is they announced it in October as a 1 trillion euro firewall. They went to the financial markets and tried to get them to participate, and basically no one signed up. So the amount of resources that the EU has at disposal is pretty much the same as it was 6 months ago, which everyone has agreed is not big enough if Spain and Italy get into big trouble. And that's the nervousness. I mean, there's this whole sideshow about treaty changes. One economist put it to me, you know, this all will be all well and good for the next crisis, but there's very little to deal with this crisis. And that gets down to this firewall. Is it big enough? Are there enough resources to deal with Spain and Italy? And frankly, there was no progress made over on this big summit on those matters. And that's another reason why these markets are reacting so badly.
Well, I saw a headline in a European newspaper that basically said EU doomed. Is that the kind of feeling over there in Europe at this point?
Well, you know, this is sort of summit number four to save the euro that hasn't produced, and we're still here and living. So I don't think it's that dire. But it certainly is yet in another series of failed efforts to really stanch the bleeding. And that's only going to happen. That's only going to happen when Germany blocks its objection to basically carrying the rest of Europe on its back. And whether that's through sort of unlimited intervention by the European Central Bank or sort of increasing the size of this bailout fund, which will largely be done on the back of German creditworthiness. I mean, until Germany makes that commitment that they are, as the largest economy in Europe and the most credible economy in Europe, are willing to fund the debts of Italy and Spain and the rest of the periphery, until that happens, I think we're going to see a continued run on sovereign bond markets of the European periphery, and that is very dangerous. And I don't see the Germans making a move on that anytime soon.
Do they have to get the UK back to the table?
Well, they're going to try. I mean, it's always been in the German interest to have the Brits back at the table because they tend to be more free market liberals like the Brits. They don't want to be stuck in the more corporatist Europe that France wants to see. But at this point, you know, David Cameron has such political difficulties at home, it would be very difficult to see him making a U-turn on this.
Peter Spiegel, Brussels Bureau Chief for the Financial Times, speaking to us from the headquarters of the European Commission. Thanks so much, Peter.
My pleasure.